Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we have Anna Weber back with us again tonight. Anna, how are you
Woo-hoo!
Today?
Hey! Great to be back. Wonderful.
It's great to have you back. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the practice of daily celebration. So I think, you know, we might as well, it's not, you know, we might as well do it right now. Hey, woohoo, let's celebrate. Yeah. So we've been doing the Cafe Book Club with Anna's book, Passion, Spirit, and Purpose. And, oh, my gosh, Anna, I just have to thank you so much for just your love and time to put this wonderful book together. We've had such a great conversation. Amy and I have just been able to dive deep and just look into some of these wonderful chapters that you have. And Amy's been really magnificent in the way she's put the exercises and stuff together, thanks to your guidance and stuff. And I want to thank Andrew, my husband, for the post-production that he did on all this stuff to be able to go back and look on just every episode. You know, just all the additional stuff that's been added on just to just enhance your information and just make it that much more of a place where you can really just, you know, gift yourself with just all the wonderful ideas and just love and the passion, spirit, and purpose that you put through this whole thing. So, Amy Frost, my co-host. Amy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing
great. I'm so glad we're all together tonight. So, Anna, why don't you just kind of update everybody with what's going on with everything.
Sure.
The first show we had the YouTube on for you, and I think that was on episode 315. If you go back to TC 315, we have the Doxa method, and you were talking about that. You know, like lovely girl, she's out at the beach and she's just talking about all that wonderful stuff. So you can get an idea of all that. And if you want to take a little mini vacation for a couple minutes, she's got the ocean right there. So you can have all that kind of going on. So, you know, how's it been going for you? And I know that you've been just fast at years writing all kinds of articles and being out there a little bit with people getting to know the book.
Yes, absolutely. And it's becoming more friendlier and more, I would say, appreciated and more exercised. And I'm just so delighted about it. People comment and say, well, you know, this really kind of woke me up. It just gave me a whole different sense of my reality. Some other people have said that this just kind of transformed the way my attitude is now. And some other people have said, you know, it gave me some courage to make some really wise choices and decisions that I never thought about them before. So here you go.
Oh, my gosh, what a great gift. Gosh, that alone, if any one of those things, I'm sure you feel that, you know, that would have been worth writing the book. But to have it just be such a thing that just really ignites people, you know, with those ABCs, making sure that you've got all that going on, right, with added attraction,
right,
belief,
right,
and creation going on with all that. It's all really, really good. So, Amy, when I have you jump in here with being able to talk to Anna.
Well, and it's really been a fun process going through this with Robin and everybody who's listening and who will be listening in the future, because people will be picking up this virtual book club and be doing it long after we've done it live. And what's been really fun, Anna, that Robin and I will, you know, we'll talk about the different chapters, and we'll each come at a much different perspective most of the time, which really makes it fun. And that really shows that you can take this wonderful material that you've created and you can look at it through whatever lens you're at currently and wherever you're at in your transformation personally.
Right.
Of so many parts of it, the whole of it is that it's something that it shifts and changes for you as you are changing. So it's something you'd want to be looking at, and I think dancing with at least another person on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
Every 6 months or so, it's a great place to go back and say, how am I now with this information now that I've, you know, walked through it once, you know, and it's, you know, gone into my subconscious and being able to be there to assist me in different stuff. Where am I now with it? Just being able to come from beginner's mind and see it from that new one. You know, you talked about that with, you know, when it comes to information, it's, you know, once we get that perception, everything changes. So it's being able to have that, you know, that mind map that really helps us to just be in a different kind of place with that. So we're on the last two chapters about, you know, every day is a celebration. And then you've got a wonderful last chapter that's the thoughts and statements to stimulate your mind. And I'd love you to talk about every day being a celebration and, you know, why is it so important that we need these to be able to celebrate every day?
Exactly. You know, first of all, none of us, you know, we're so original people. I think that's the beauty in all of us, that we're not one size fits all. And this particular book, the material, is kind of inviting you to revisit it again, especially when you feel perhaps a little bit more vulnerable or certain changes you are going through or certain types of expectations that you have of yourself or other people around you, like your partners or your children or you know, any type of friends. And I think this kind of is also telling us that it doesn't have to be a major reason or, you know, they say no reason and no season to celebrate just really life and celebrate the awareness and celebrate the fact that we are here and we are a part of this huge universe and we can choose to contribute something positive and something delightful and something helpful instead of, as it says in the beginning of the book, feeding the, you know, the bad wolf, feeding the good wolf, and basically celebrate as much as we can, because we should not take, it's not that we really cannot afford, actually, to take any moments for granted. So, yes, if on a, just on a, you know, a regular Tuesday, I can say, you know what, I call somebody and say, I love you, or I just sent you a few flowers or balloons, over a text message or whatever that may be, just because. It doesn't have to be an anniversary or a birthday or a moving to a new home, just because. And I think this is something that's extremely, you know, precious to all of us as human beings.
Oh, I know. That's like, you know, with my flower shop, I always just really love it when a guy comes in, he just wants one rose, you know, just a single rose to take to his sweetheart. And, you know, sometimes that's more, you know, more impressive and just more endearing to us sometimes than the full, you know, large bouquet or whatever. Because it's just that thoughtfulness of dropping by someplace just to bring something home that's beauty for beauty. I just think that's just a wonderful gift for everybody.
Exactly.
So how about you, Amy?
Back up a little bit. So last week we had done chapters 18 through 21. And what's coming forward for me, some of the questions that we ask people to look at is, what is the void in your life? And are you settling in any area? And I think that's part of where people are not celebrating, because they're not looking at those voids and doing what needs to be done to answer the call of the void. And knowing that, you know what, I can still celebrate even though there are areas in my life that aren't perfect. I think people are waiting for this perfect life before they celebrate. And if you wait for that, you'll never have the perfect life, right?
Exactly.
I think that's a really good point. Yeah,
that's so true, Amy. Very well said, because especially with today's gadgets and technology moving so quickly, you know, forward and so many inventions, we seem like we don't stop for a moment. We just go, go, go. And we kind of... We really don't try to find, you know, get deep inside. We just want to do everything from the outside, you know, everything kind of more of the exterior instead of the interior. So I think this basically is like I said, we need to take, you know, every moment, you know, appreciate it. But most importantly, when you get in touch with yourself and you tackle your void and you're realizing that there is no utopia, there's no perfection. We seek too much perfection, and we are, because of that, we are so many times settling instead of just understanding that we can compromise, not lose our identity in the process, but settle because we feel that this is actually so-called, you know, the perfect life, where it is not.
Yeah, one thing that I love that you talked about with being able just to celebrate every moment, you said it's the ones that light up our spirit with a little glitter that warm our soul with genuine happiness. And I think, you know, that's what we talked about happiness on the show so many times. and that, you know, like you're saying, you know, it's like for the, with that perfection of like, you know, can I just find joy in something? Can I just find that, you know, that it gives me pleasure, and I find that, you know, another person, you know, being able to be generous and have it know that it helps somebody else and can make their life easier and brings them a smile. How much better life can be for everybody just coming from that, you know, when you're talking about being the outstanding and being the giver, that kind of thing was a part of the Doc's formula that we have with everything. Yeah, it's just so much wonderful stuff that's going on. So I'm really curious, where did you come up with the idea of doing this thoughts and statements to stimulate your mind?
Oh, that's a great question. I love you for this question. this is a very good question. Actually, this chapter and thoughts and statements to stimulate your mind actually came from a person, one lady working with me, asking another young lady, do you know what's your passion?
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady said, I don't think I have one. I think I have 1,000 of them, but I don't even know what that is. And the second girl, the other young lady said, perhaps you don't have enough stimulation or enough questions or you don't look deep enough to find it. And that kind of intrigued me here, because the other lady said, you know what, sometimes we need something to stimulate our mind. I'm kind of in a block. I'm kind of stuck with my thoughts and with my mind. I'm completely non-creative. And the minute I heard that, it was in the second an office next to me, I kind of said, you know what, this would be a good time and a good place to add these kind of thoughts and questions and statements, because each and every person will look at it differently, will have a different perception, might like some other, you know, they might not feel comfortable with, but regardless, it will stimulate something in them. Like, for an example, breakfast in bed. I mean,
mm-hmm. I'm going to go for that one. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, breakfast in bed. So, or pillow talk, for an example. So, breakfast in bed. Now, when was the last time that either one of us had breakfast in bed? It's not necessarily being sick or being ill or being kind of codependent on someone else, make me breakfast. No, just get that tray and let's watch, you know, kind of veggie here and watch a show or a movie or something on television and eat our omelet right here in bed, just feel very comfortable. And we don't do that because, you know, we choose to do other things. But that's why certain, you know, stimulative questions or statements or, you know, I wrote them and they're in different categories. Like, for an example, you know, you can have the health category or you can have the relationship category or, you know, love and sex category. So in each and every category, as far as life, you know, the big ball of life, I thought, okay, join the dance class, for example, having fun. Tango is fun. Now, some people might say tango is one of the most complicated dances, but to some people might say, you know, it's kind of intriguing me. Maybe I should get into it. Like Robert Duvall, for an example, a fine experience, a wonderful actor. He just fell in love with the tango. He married a lady from Argentina. And this is his passion. He's actually dancing the tango. So here you go.
Yeah, I've seen an interview with him once, and he was doing the tango at the end of it with his wife. And I'm like, well, if he tangles for life, King David, just imagine tangoing through life. definitely, you know, the style will change a little bit. You know, the way that you know your partner will change a little bit. But it's very, I don't know, there's just something really comforting and yet provocative about it at the same time, something like that, that they would, you know, have that practice that they do with each other. So I like your category of having fun. Which we're kind of talking about, you know, during dance clubs and things like that. So, you know, one of the questions is, where should I go next? I love that one. Or should I go next? I took another way to get there. So some of the stuff just reminded me of having a bucket list of different things that you could put out there for yourself and have them where they're not like necessarily a place or doing something, but just, you know, an invitation to think in a different direction. I think that's a really great way of being able to, you know, be looking at all that. So, and then in your purpose and attitudes, you know, what is the, what is this challenging? What is this challenge about? You know, when you've got these things coming up in your life, and it's like, you know, what is it here for? Why does it? Is it teaching me something? You know, whether
exactly.
I feel excited or I feel inhibited by it. Why am I feeling that way? You know, how can I dance with that? How can I tangle with that? And
yeah,
be able to
yeah.
do something, you know, better with that. So just like having an attitude is more than 50% of the battle. Boy, is that true.
That's
I thought that was a really great one. So, Amy, are there anything
yeah.
in that chapter that you really kind of jumped out at you?
Well, I want to come back to...
Go ahead, Amy, please. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, the whole idea of the questioning, I want to kind of come back a little bit to that question of the... Today, an event at the Veterans Center, and it was out and food. But what ended up happening is, but she came about halfway through and.
Amy, we're having some technical difficulties, I think. So if you could stay in one spot, that would be great because we're kind of having a go in and out.
Okay. So where did you leave? Where did I leave off?
Oh, a lady came to the vet center. It was kind of near the beginning of it. We'll just go ahead and start that story over again.
All right. So we had an event today at the Veterans Center where we had we talked about food and food as medicine and the healing property, and it was really designed to as a self-care for a lot of the volunteers that we have. So two women ended up coming that are both widows, and one was really struggling, almost didn't come. And at the end, we just had this amazing experience, and I was able to share from them from my experience that my husband had died 25 years ago, and both of them, it was really recent. And I was able to celebrate with them that I have a life, and I've been able to go forward. And yes, you know, to me, the price of love is grief. And if you love anything, whether it's a plant or a person, things are going to happen. You're going to lose them. But the celebration of the healing that I've had and the life I've been able to create, and the celebration that they were going to be okay too. So I didn't really realize that was something that I needed to share, but. Having them come forward, that was a void that needed filled. And because I asked the question, I believe that'll happen this week.
Yeah, see, this is what the DOXA principle method is all about, is developing this dialogue with your mind. And the only way we become more comfortable, more at ease, and more at peace with ourselves by really building the dialogue by asking questions. Because how are you going to get any reply if you just, you know, like a robot? I don't ask anything. I just, you know, produce. We are human beings. We need to ask questions. And some people, you know, reach deeper than others. But like in your case, Amy, I think the question was, how do we deal with this grief, and how long does it take to really kind of learn kind of a, you know, the mourning is kind of over and now we got to let go and start a new life. And each and every person will experience it differently. And what I wanted to add is one of the most, I think, we all pay so much attention to education and going back to school and going to school and getting another diploma and so forth. I think under purpose and attitude, one of my favorite ones is education is overrated. What did you do with your diploma? Education is crucial. It teaches you to think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of contradiction perhaps here. However, I think it's one of the most important areas and profound areas in our life. When we learn something, we got the education, what are we doing with it? How are we transporting that to other people? And how can other people benefit perhaps from our education, not necessarily their education, what they can learn from us and so forth. So I kind of like this. It's one of my favorite ones, actually.
I think that really goes into thinking about the fact that one of the things they're talking about is that, you know, really wanting to support people, everyone taking classes in critical thinking. as they say, critical.
I agree.
To be, yeah, it's been something that's really not been part of the regular curriculum for everybody. It's usually more when you get into psychology or something like that, that they would require critical thinking or in the sciences, that kind of thing too.
Right.
But have it just be something that's more general ed for everybody. Because it really, like you're saying, you know, if just going to school and being able to learn and think for myself as opposed to just, you know, having the status quo of, you know, being able to finish, you know, pass that test and let's move on.
Yes, and if you and if you think and you exercise your mind, you're also becoming more street smart and more aware of life in general, not necessarily just being very educated and getting that diploma and basically becoming good at one thing. You really understand the whole puzzle of life, and I think that's very important. Otherwise, how are you going to survive in this world?
Yeah, and I think that really goes into being your spirit, just a part of your spiritual life. Because if you can have more of an earthly base on what's happening and understanding your thoughts, thought patterns, and you know the way that you think, and then the bigger mind of what's happening on just different ways and perspectives, it really helps you to be able to embrace your inner voice and being able to see spirit in things in a more profound way.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anna?
There's
a rumor that there's going to be a workbook that goes with this book.
Yes, there is a good rumor about it. And actually, I think somebody very special and very dear in my life kind of ignited that whole idea. And I believe her name is Amy. You know what it is? It's quite essential in this case because we're getting into these very deep philosophical and also emotional arenas in our life. And I think it's so much easier to get a workbook that kind of leads you to understand this in a deeper fashion, but also really feel that you can master it better and you have more of a you're really grabbing it, and you're really getting the most out of it. So there is going to be a workbook. It's not ready as of yet. It's going to come out soon, and I believe that it's going to be very instrumental because someone very wise told me a few years back, and they said, "Look, Anna, something that might be so simple to you might not be so simple or so understandable to others because they had a whole different life. So we got to kind of feed people to get to a certain level and really share the feeling and the experience." So I think this book will, be very instrumental in that area. And I'm happy there's going to be a workbook. So it's basically a companion to this book, complementing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a companion. And you know, when we are alone, we can be phenomenal. But, boy, with a companion, we can strike even bigger and better than ever, right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. With the right companion.
Along with that, with the companion stuff, is there going to be some kind of a study guide that would go along with a book study if you were going to be doing it as a, you know, like we're doing here where it's a cafe book or it's a book where people getting together for more group discussions and things like that can happen along with the exercises?
Right. And it's going to be very helpful, when doing workshops and various types of Q&As, when, after a speech people have, questions and, so it's going to be very helpful. So here you. And I think the worksheets are extremely essential and very, very valuable because it empowers us how to really deal with time, how to embrace time, how to utilize time. And really without time, there's nothing happening. So giving you more of a, I would say, a humble and vulnerable place that you are really open to understand what is really passion, spirit, purpose all about.
Well, I think we could have a workshop or conference on the whole thing. You might as well go to that wonderful spa retreat that you have in Arizona and, go ahead and have just a 3-day retreat for the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, I'm signing up right now.
Yeah. It's going to happen next year, 2017.
There you go.
Yeah. This year is kind of... We spoke.
I'll sign up as a chaos fund agent. Okay, that'll be part of my job. Get out there and be working on that part of it. I'll be asking people questions. How about that? That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So is there any particular chapters in this book that just seem to be a little more, I know it's kind of like, you know, which are your favorite children, but that are a little more, that have the more meat on them, that you really kind of as a flow to the whole thing that you really, that kind of stand out for you?
Yeah, I think the why, the chapter that's asking the why, the magical word why, because why by itself has no significance, no weight to it, but we attach to it. Why am I not losing weight? Why this person doesn't like me as much as I like them? Why can't I get that raise at work? Why is my business so-so? So that why is such a common, it becomes such a habit in our lives. And I think the transformation is that, oh, how can I shift from this to that? How can I, you know, implement and use certain, you know, tactics, in, let's say, in work that I will be noticed and I will get that increase? So, again, the why is more of a coming from a place of lack and fear and worries and all of these areas where we kind of, you know, have the limited beliefs. But yet when we kind of transform it and we shift it into, oh, what should I do to do this, or what should I get, or how should I get this, or where should I find it, then we become much more, not only empowered, but we become more resourceful. And when we become more resourceful, and then we really find more solutions, we become more, you know, problem solvers and solution problems, and we look at life more as an opportunity to act with it instead of react with it. So I think that's one of my favorite chapters, actually, the why, because I must have asked myself a million whys. and only by learning from going back to school and experiencing certain moments, and I would say, wait, why am I asking why? No, let's see. What should I do in order to, you know, get this result? That, and again, it's leading you closer to that purpose, because when you ask so many whys, you're really stepping away from that purpose. You are much further away than getting closer.
I think for me, a couple of the ones that I'm really liking are compromise isn't settling and the unknown.
Yes.
Both of
yes.
those chapters, I think, were just so wonderful. The just, it's those ahas. You're like, you know, when you read it, you go, well, I knew that. but yet I didn't know that. You know what I mean? It was just, and the way that you put it, it really helped me to be able to go deeper into really the why of those things, you know, of where I had been and where I, you know, where I am now with all that. So how about you, Amy? What chapters really were something that were ahas for you that really put you in a new place?
It's picking up for taking intention and breaking it down. Shall I read it for you? All right. So the word starts with I. I is the person who lives through us, the individual we must love in a healthy way. Add the letter N, and I becomes in. The in represents our inner spirit, our soul, infusing us with direction. The rest of the word tensions. Tensions comes from when we dismiss the inner being, refuse to listen to our own sacred voice. Tensions lead us to stress, keep us in unawareness, and block our ability to ignite passion and fulfill our purpose.
That's right. That's right. And it's just, you know, Canyon Ranch is the really the kind of ignited that in me when I saw that rock that was written all over it, intentions. Because, see, I think intentions are the basis and the foundation to take a certain action or have a certain thought. And I think we've got to be very careful with those intentions, because if the intentions are positive and very, you know, constructive and kind and loving and giving, oh, that's great. But when we step out of that zone, and we as humans, we do experience those moments, then what is my intention? Is my intention to impress that person, because let's see what I would, you know, like to receive from this particular encounter, or my intention is just to, you know, give unconditionally and really just go with it. So I think it's quite an awakening when you look at that, you know, what does it really mean? What does it mean to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, like always, 30 minutes goes super fast. And how can people get a hold of you, Anna, if they have any questions or want to get a hold of you for the workbook and things like that that are coming out?
Oh, thank you for asking. They can always email me to anna@annaweberdoxa.com, and Anna is only one N, and Weber is only one B. And they can also call me as well. I'm open to phone calls, 949-422-1830. And basically, they can email me or call me, and any questions or clarifications or anything that they are curious about or they want to have an answer, please reach out to me anytime. I'll be glad to be there for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being just so generous. And we want to remind everybody, you know, go to the transformation-cafe.com. And we'll have these shows available. And anything that's going to be coming up with Anna, we're just going to have you come back when you get the workbook all ready to go. So we'll just kind of jump into that and look at that for a show. Yeah, get that all going.
Yeah.
And, when we're ready to go to, Arizona, and we'll do the weekend workshop, we'll get that going too. So get it going with all this stuff. Because, it's so, like you're saying, it's that passion, it's that igniting of putting things into motion that just helps spirit and our inspiration to bringing us into our full purposes. And that's really what this whole book's been about, with the different insights and being able to introduce the Doax method into be empowering people to just love the life that they have. So thank you, Anna,
exactly.
for just putting again for
thank
putting
you.
This together and
thank
just
you.
Your love and just being so open and generous with everything. And, again, please contact her. We'll have that information available on the website. And we'll be looking forward to her next book, so we can go ahead and put it in the Cafe Book Club. She's like, oh, my gosh, I just finished this one, and I got to get a workbook going.
Give
her some
so
more
much.
Homework here. Thank you, Anna. And
thank you, Amy,
for always just being a wonderful co-host. And my husband, Andrew, for always doing his great production. And everyone around the world that's one of our members here in the cafe. So we thank you.
We'll
see you next
time
here at the cafe.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.